Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, this year is flying by. It's already May 21st and May 22nd, depending on when you're listening to this show. We've had a great running season so far. We've had 2 weeks ago, we had the running of the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk, which was Saturday, May 14th. The cows did not stampede. It was great. My guest today, Joe Casper, one of my guests today, did a great job announcing the race. The next race for the Capital of the Year Race Series is Saturday, June 4th. And speaking of animals, it's Run for the Animals 5K and Fitness Walk. And again, that's Saturday, June 4th. And that starts at 10 a.m. and right out of a Northeast Delta Dental. There are three other races from there. Sunday, June 22nd, the first Capital City Classic, that's a new 10K put on and sponsored by Runners Alley and Northeast Delta Dental. Then the famous Bill Lutie 5-miler on July 16th, and the series ends on Saturday, July 30th. In the intervening period, there's something called the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, which I know my pal here today will also be there. So, but today is not about running, although maybe we'll get into it in terms of a relevant topic. But with me this weekend is Joe Caspo and Joe Steno, who are with Toastmasters International. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for joining me this weekend. Joe Casper, I see you all the time. So to see me again on the weekend, you probably have enough of me because you also saw me at the Shaker Village race.
That's correct. Great day it was, too. Sun was shining. Absolutely beautiful day to be out running along on country trails.
Absolutely. And Joe, welcome. And you're with Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters Club.
That is correct. Yep.
Super.
Good to be here.
And the other day I was there, there was another event going on, and I saw everybody making their speech in the conference room opposite the elevator. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in living action. So let's take a step back and talk about what is Toastmasters, and then we can get into more specifics.
Toastmasters was founded 91 years ago because the founder, Ralph Smedley, found that people in business just were not able to communicate their ideas clearly. So he started a club, and it has grown to over 330,000 members in, I think, 142 countries. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful experience. It's designed for people who want to develop their public speaking skills, but there's also a big leadership component to Toastmasters. And through developing the competencies in both speaking and leadership, people gain a lot of confidence. They gain a lot of skills that are very applicable to so many different kinds of work. So it's a great opportunity for people. Many of the members are lifelong members, but majority, I think, are only in it for 2 to 3 years. They develop the skills, they get the competencies that they can use in the workplace, and then they move on to bigger and better things. But it's a very, very experiential, learn by doing kind of a program.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think employers are looking for people who not only are smart and analytical, but can also express themselves. And I know when I'm mentoring students, I always say it's not necessarily how smart you are, though, of course, that helps. But if you can't express yourself, you're really going to be stuck, in your career. So, and Joe Casper and I have seen this in living action. We have had a number of our employee colleagues who have been involved with Toastmasters, and their delivery skills at our all-employee meetings, which we call all-colleagues meeting, night and day, Joe, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We've seen employees who have gotten up in Toastmasters for their first speech. They're holding on to the lectern for dear life. They're shaking. They're stumbling through words. And within a short few months, and Toastmasters is like riding a bicycle. The more you do it, the better you get. But within a short few months, they were able to present at a company meeting that had 200 people at it. So proof is there.
I've seen it, and those are the people that recently have gotten promotions as well. So those of you that are listening out there, Joe has put the nail on the head in terms of these are the competencies, that employers are looking for. So let's get back into the basics. So If I'm in the listening audience in the greater Concord area, now you've intrigued me and I want to join a Toastmasters club. I think there's more than one in the area. I know obviously there's one in the Horseshoe Pond, which meets at 2 Delta at Northeast Delta Dental's campus. But tell us about that process.
Well, Tom, you know, there's actually a number of clubs within the greater Concord area. You can have Toastmasters anytime you need it, whether you want to get up at 7 o'clock on a Friday morning and join the Concord Toastmasters Club. I don't know how all those people smile so early in the morning, but they do. And we have Toastmasters at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters Wednesday at noon from 12 to 1. It's a one-hour format, a little shorter than the other Toastmasters group, only for the fact that we're trying to work this meeting in during your lunch hour, and you can bring your lunch there, so you can kind of kill two birds with one stone, get some education, and have lunch at the same time. And then there are a couple of other clubs that meet. Carna Blue is one of those clubs. There's Pleasant Street Toastmasters, Joe, that's coming around. You've been part of that.
I'm a member of both Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters and Pleasant Street Toastmasters. Pleasant Street meets at noon on Mondays over at the Doloff Building. The formal address is 117 Pleasant Street. It's in the campus south, State Office Park South campus, but a GPS, you should be able to find it. Again, that meets from 12 to 1 on Mondays, and that's for state employees, but there are also other outside members as well.
So is there one main contact number or email address?
Well, actually, if you go down to toastmasters.org, you can actually drill down into the Concord area, and each club has a contact. For instance, I'm the contact on the international website for Horseshoe Pond, and I've had a number of folks who've given me a call. They want to find out more about Toastmasters, and all the Toastmasters organizations and the clubs, they all welcome people to just come and sit and listen and see what it's all about, because there are so many different components within Toastmasters. It's not just giving a speech. It's how you respond to people. They call it table topics, because you're given a question and you have no time to prepare. The time you prepare is from the time the question is given until the time you get up to the lectern to give a response. It's the same as in a meeting. If you're asked a question by whoever's leading the meeting, they're looking for a response. And Toastmasters teaches you how to give a concise response that's clear and accurate.
And the older I get, Joe, the more I like concise and succinct responses. Like, the answer is yes. And then don't say, I have nothing to add, but then proceed to add like 10 things. So those are some of my pet peeves, as you know.
As I know.
But don't make me laugh. I'm the radio host today. So take us a step back. This, of course, is New Hampshire. So I always get the question, how much, you know, what's the fee? I'm sure it's reasonable, but you might as well get up front with that.
Well, each club has a different fee structure depending on the budget and the needs of the club. And I think at Horseshoe Pond, it's $100 per year if you pay by the year, $110 or $55 every 6 months. Another club, I think the Pleasant Street Club, is at $42 every 6 months. And that entitles the member to receive a monthly Toastmaster magazine. There are many valuable resources on the Toastmaster International website that the member can then access as well. And there are opportunities to attend conferences and compete in different contests that happen in the spring and fall of every year. So there's quite a few benefits from the membership, in addition to the social benefits of just being with a lot of really neat people and learning a whole lot from the speeches that the other members are giving.
If my pal here, Joe Casper, is doing a speech, then we can definitely, you know, learn something there. So now, is this limited to business professionals who are trying to develop their skills, or can the average citizen also come in?
You know, Tom, it's made up of all different walks of life. We have people who are business professionals within Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, certainly those who work at Northeast Delta Dental. We have folks who are retired. We have folks who are going to college who are there. So it's all walks of life. And the difference is with Toastmasters versus Dale Carnegie, let's say. Dale Carnegie is an instructor-taught course, and they teach a lot of it has to deal with sales and closing the sale and things like that. Whereas with Toastmasters, the members are actually the instructors, because you've got a variety of members who are seasoned members, some who are brand new and learning how to speak more concisely and more accurately. And everybody gets a review, and it's done in a non-judgmental way. And so it works out really well. And we've seen people just continue to grow and excel the longer you're in Toastmasters.
That's awesome to hear that. Now, why don't you, right before the first the commercial break, why don't you take us through, let's use Horseshoe Pond as an example.
Sure.
So it's noon to one, mm-hmm. two Delta. I'm sure, from what I've seen, everybody's punctual. That's probably one of the rules of the game, right?
We get started right on time, and we've got somebody
which
that
is, by the way,
the gavel.
A good technique in business. Well, we know, as you know, we have a lot of summer interns here and there, and they don't realize, you know, 8:30 means 8:30. So right away, mm-hmm. you're sort of setting the tone that it starts at noon. So take us through a typical noon to one.
A typical noon to one meeting, we start our meeting, and the thing with Toastmasters, as Joe Steno mentioned, you have an opportunity to get leadership skills as well. So you learn how to run a meeting, how to have certain components of a meeting, and you start off with any business from the president. And then we get into any formal speeches, and you can do the speeches at your own pace. We can talk about that after the break. But then also, there's a table topics component whereby you're asked those impromptu questions, and you have a chance to win the prize if people think that you gave the best table topic that was concise and meaningful. And then there's some follow-up. There are evaluations that are given on the speeches that were the formal speeches that were prepared. And they teach you things as to, you know, you're rocking back and forth, or you're looking at the board as you're doing a PowerPoint presentation, or you're jingling the coins in your pocket. All the little nuances that after a while you start to look at people who are presenting on TV and things like that, or in other seminars, and you're saying, hey, they're doing this, they're doing that. And these are things that you become self-conscious for.
Wow. Boy, you become much more of a critical observer of presenters. So, great. Well, after a commercial break, we'll explore a little bit what else you get out of from Toastmasters, the leadership skills and so forth, and how you can progress along the chain, I guess, of if you want to get more mm-hmm. involved with Toastmasters. Joe and Joe will return with Toastmasters after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and this weekend with me is Joe Casper, who is my Director of Facilities and External Affairs at Northeast Delta Dental, and Joe Steno, who is a professor, teacher at Granite State College. So before we get back to Joe Squared, just want to remind my running friends, over the weekend of Father's Day, we have the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. It's too late to register. It tops off. I had about 1,200 runners, but Northeast Delta Dental will have a presence there. We're also filming it with a drone, and so it's really cool. And you can see people struggle up the mountain. Of course, the elite runners, they're the ones that can get it up there in about an hour. The rest of us, if you can get it done in 2 hours, you're happy. And remember, it's 7.6 miles straight up.
Only one hill.
It's one hill, but if you've ever driven the auto road, you know what that's like. So some of my friends who are doing it for the first time, I've just reminded them, you know, just take it easy, and you have to kind of deal with the fact that at some point you will be walking unless you're, you know, an elite runner. And again, for my friends who are members of the Capillia Race Series, the next race is Saturday, June 4th, Run for the Animals 5K. And Joe, will you be announcing on that day?
I will be announcing that day.
You know what's really cool, Joe? You actually selected a date this year for our own race that doesn't conflict with my strategic planning with my board of directors.
I try, Tom.
That's good. Oh, so you know about the org chart. That's good.
That's right.
All right, now let's get back to Joe Steno. Now, Joe, you're a teacher, professor at Granite State College. Mm-hmm. So that tends to be older students, but not necessarily. When I say older, relative mm-hmm. to sort of people coming straight out of high school into college.
Right.
And I'm assuming you're teaching, you know, public presentation skills and related. So tell us about your experience at Granite State College.
Thank you, Tom. The students are generally older. Many are returning to school after raising families or serving in the military, or have taken 10 to 15 years off, and they're very eager to advance in their current positions or into new positions. And they know that if they don't gain the education and get that bachelor degree, they're really going to be limited. So they approach the learning at Granite State College in my classes with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of experience, the life skills that they bring and they share with each other. It's incredible. And I sit and I listen to them talk about what they've done and where they've been. And I go, oh, my gosh, this you're really so much power and talent, so much that you've learned over all these years. So they come in and they go through the courses that we offer. I teach communication courses, public speaking and interpersonal communication. And they, the students come in and they eat up everything. And frequently they will check out a Toastmasters program. I encourage them to visit a club because they have families and they're working and they have they're taking classes. Finding time to do that is tough. But occasionally we will have someone visit our Horseshoe Pond or one of the other clubs and come back and say they're joining because they see the value in Toastmasters and they see that what Toastmasters can do for them personally and professionally in the fields that they're pursuing.
There's like a JFK quote in there. Ask not what you can do for Toastmasters.
There you go.
I like that. That was pretty good. Would I win a table talk, you think?
You might, you know.
Cool. Yeah,
you just might.
No, that's great. And I have to say, as an aside, I'm on the Granite, in the spirit of transparency, this is Granite State College Advisory Council, so I go to meetings. I'm familiar with the college, mm-hmm. And I went to a graduation a few years ago. It is one of the most moving experiences. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of, like you say, there are veterans coming back, moms who raised their children or right. in the school. And my God, the stories that were told. It's amazing. And like you
people.
Said, as probably as a professor, it's so good to probably have a class where people have so much, you know, experience and can the class potentially could run itself based on the experience.
I just have to ask a question or two, and they take it in so many great directions, and they're instructing each other and sharing their insights, and then asking each other questions. So it's I sit back and I'm happy to be paid for just having so much fun myself.
That's
you know,
true.
That's a great gig.
That's true. That's how Joe and I feel about working at Northeast Delta Delta. We get, but seriously, I think that's what 21st century learning is all about. And Granite mm-hmm. State certainly is on the catbird seat. Now, Joe, you're director of facilities, but you're also director of special events. I should have said. And so, for example, you'll be at the Mount Washington Road, right? Not running it, but sort of arranging mm-hmm. the coordination of events. And so tell us how Toastmasters has helped your career in general, but specifically how it relates at Northeast Delta Dental.
Toastmasters has been a tremendous help. I've been involved with Toastmasters for probably 17 or 18 years. And before that, I took public speaking courses in college. I used to be on radio, and the thing is it's a whole different...
Never would have guessed that with your voice. No, actually, yeah, I can see.
But back in the day when, you know, you had 45 RPM records, I'm going to date myself, and LPs, and you did the whole show yourself, it was a different voice you used, and it was I went to St. Anselm College, and it was one of the college priests.
And as an aside, Dr. Mm-hmm. Charlie Brown wants you to go to your St.
Anselm's
anniversary, so you better go because he's one of our board members. But go ahead.
No pressure. But, you know, the thing is when they slow you down, and Toastmasters helps put the words together and help you to formulate opinions and expressions that you can do on the fly. And it's worked tremendously well for me. I mean, you have me running company meetings for you of 200 people. I enjoy facilitation. It's opened up all new kinds of doors. I also do weddings on the side. I announce road races. I still have that little DJ bug inside of me that I go out and I do DJ gigs on occasion, so
well,
it's been
really
fun.
Cool. And you and at the, when we host legislative receptions, whether it be in Montpelier or Augusta or right here in Concord with you know hundreds of legislators, you do a really good job of orchestrating that and introducing me and knowing the right touch. And also, if you see a dignitary in the audience, having the smarts and the savvy to say, mm-hmm. "Oops, you know the governor's here" or whatever. So it's really helped your career then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I advanced in Toastmasters. I'm a past area governor. And Toastmasters is not just a local organization. It's part of a worldwide organization. that goes around the world. As a matter of fact, the current sitting president of Toastmasters International is actually from our area, actually from our district. He is actually a member of one of the Canadian clubs, which is part of our District 45. Jim Kakachi is international president. I've gotten to know him over the years. He's a great guy, and he's advanced up through the ranks and through the offices of Toastmasters International, where today he leads the entire organization.
Well, that's cool. So there's regional leadership opportunities. So it's kind of like art imitating life. But in terms of the local clubs, whether it's the Pleasant Street one or the one here in Horseshoe Pond, are there opportunities, maybe, Joe, in terms of local club leadership opportunities?
Well, we have seven different officer positions in every club, ranging from a sergeant at arms who's responsible for setting up the room prior to the meeting and then taking it down and putting it away, up through treasurer, secretary, a couple of vice president positions, education, public relations, and then the president. So this is part of the leadership opportunity in Toastmasters and in every club, where a person can start at a position that requires, say, minimal involvement and advance within their club up to president. From president, then, the member can go into what are called areas or divisions or district, and there are many more advanced leadership opportunities there, responsibilities for a wider range of clubs, and providing services for members in a bigger region beyond the club. So there's a lot of practical skills that are learned through being an officer in one of the clubs. And then if it fits the person's schedule and their goals, then moving on up into higher level Toastmasters.
That's really cool, because you're learning those leadership skills at Toastmasters, and if you have an affinity for it, then you actually have the opportunity right within the local club, and then go and regional. Joe, give us the contact information again. So I'm sure we sparked some interest, and I just want to make sure people know how to get in touch with the organization, so they can just show up, whether it's Pleasant Street or Horseshoe Pond at Delta Dental.
Sure. If you go to toastmasters.org. And you drill down through, if you're looking for a club, there's a little icon there. You click on that, and you'll be able to get down to a state level, down to a city level, and you can see where the clubs are that are closest to you. And then when you click on those, you'll be able to find a contact. For instance, I'm the contact for Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. And if you drill down through, you can see that you can contact me through jcasper@nedelta.com.
Or 223-1287. You might know why I know that off the top of my head, because I'm constantly contacting him either about a road race or the facilities. Okay, we've got about a minute and a half. Why don't you each tell us in summary what can, whether you're a business professional, a citizen, a mom going back into the work, or just anybody, what can you gain from joining Toastmasters? How would you summarize that, Joe?
Well, I would sum it up in two words, competence and confidence. Competence in the sense of developing specific skills that are practical and very applicable to many, many different settings, whether it's in a business organization, a volunteer work, in a club situation. And the other component is the confidence that you believe in yourself, and through the experience of Toastmasters, you know you can do it. And you get the feedback from other people, and that just reinforces that strength that you have within yourself, that you can rise to the occasion and make things happen.
The famous president of High Point University, that's what he always says, competence and confidence. I love it. Joe, your perspective?
My perspective is that regardless of your skill level or your professional level, Toastmasters gets the butterflies that are flying around in that stomach all over the place just before you give a speech to fly in formation. So that you do have that confidence. Everybody still has nervousness. I still have nervousness. You're going before a large group or something like that. You want to make sure that you
professionally. But that's good nervousness.
Absolutely.
Your focus, just like your focus before a road race or a basketball game or a big speech, a board meeting, you need that little, but it actually gives you confidence because you're focused.
That's correct. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, our time is up, and kind of like Toastmasters meetings, we don't go over in radio, so I thank you. Give us the contact information one more time.
Sure, they can give me a call at 223-1287, or they could contact me at jcasper, J-K-A-S-P-E-R, at nedelta.com.
And I can assure you as a CEO, the skill sets and so forth that you'll develop by going to Toastmasters, that's what we're looking for as a best company. Joe and Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.